The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Hi, I'm Steve, and the one thing I'm really looking forward to is next week when we're going to down to Florida to see my dad for a couple days. And because we don't get to see him as much as we would like, maybe once a year at most, and which wasn't a huge deal before we had kids. But now that we have kids, obviously, we want them to have a good relationship with the grandparents. So I'm super excited. And my dad called me yesterday, and he was pretty excited. He's like, hey, we just booked a boat trip for Thursday, and we're going to go out on this one lake and go around, and you get to see all the wildlife and the gators and the birds and everything. And I think Evelyn's really going to love it. And I could tell he was really excited about it. So that made me excited about it.
Yeah. Right.
And I know that it's going to be 4 days of kind of hell, just with like schedules being off and naps not being taken
it's
at the right
easy.
Time.
It's not always easy.
Yeah. So we're kind of stressing about that, but
4 days of memories.
Exactly. So I keep saying to Annette, I was like, it's going to be worth it. I know that at the time, it's not going to be a vacation at all. It's going to be kind of a nightmare scenario with hotels and everything like that. But this is going to be worth it, and we need to look forward to it, and it's going to be a good time. So I'm really excited about that.
I remember when I used to travel with young kids, and we took a long road trip to New Jersey to visit family there. Mm. You know what I remember from that trip?
What's that?
The travel part that sucked so bad. I barely remember spending any time with the family.
Yeah, I was really hoping that wasn't going to be.
I remember how hard it was getting there. In a 12-hour drive, you think it's going to be better. That wasn't better. Flying is definitely better. And this will be good. We don't want to throw off the kids' schedule, so I'll drive in the middle of the night. And I spent 3 days exhausted and sad and then did it over again to come home and worried the whole time. My memory of that is, please don't fall asleep and kill your whole family in the mountains of Pennsylvania. Yeah. I didn't.
Well,
Steve, this text from Wisconsin, it's like Hot Wings channeled it. Steve, my family and I flew to Texas, then drove to South Padre Island. On the way, my 1.5-year-old puked in my wife's eyes as I was as I was driving 70 miles an hour down the freeway while she yelled at me, "Do something, Josh!" If you've had young kids, you've had that moment where something gross is on you that you didn't expect, and it's just panic time. Not real panic, but like, I don't know what to do.
I don't know what I need, but I need something.
Help. Help.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.